British Prime Minister Tony Blair, President Bush's staunchest ally with regard to Iraq, wound up a visit to Russia today. Blair was lobbying President Vladimir Putin to take a tougher line against Saddam Hussein, but Putin expressed reservations about U.S. and British calls for a new U.N. resolution, though he did stop short of threatening to exercise Russia's veto in the Security Council. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow that Russians want to make sure their interests are taken into account in a post-Saddam Iraq.
Blair and Putin chatted casually in English as they toured the grounds of the Kremlin leader's sprawling hunting estate north of Moscow. But despite a warm atmosphere, Putin said he'd seen no proof that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. He called for the prompt return of UN weapons inspectors. But Putin also left open the door to new UN resolutions on Iraq to make inspections more effective.
We don't see a formal necessity for more UN Security Council resolutions, but we agree that we have to take into account the international community's negative experiences with past weapons inspections in Iraq.
Putin's comments signaled movement in the Russian position. The Kremlin originally opposed any new UN resolutions on inspections at all. For his part, Blair tried to calm Russian fears over possible unilateral military action against Iraq.
Conflict is not inevitable, but the disarmament of Iraq, of all weapons of mass destruction, is.
There is virtually no chance that Putin will agree to British-American proposals to allow automatic military action against Saddam if inspections are thwarted. That would be politically untenable here. Russian public opinion is highly suspicious of U.S. intentions in Iraq. Former Army General Leonid Ivashov sums up the views of critics of America.
The United States aims to take full control of the world's oil resources. The main threat to world security today is the United States, which is using psychological and military means to achieve its aims. The Bush administration is under the influence of the pro-Israeli lobby and oil companies.
Before arriving in Russia, Blair said he would be reassuring Putin that Britain and the U.S. recognize Russia's own oil interest in Iraq. Billions of dollars of contracts between influential Russian oil companies and Saddam's government. Those companies fear being squeezed out of Iraq by U.S. companies if Saddam is ousted. Putin denied his meetings with Blair had been what he called an Oriental bazaar of haggling over the price for Russian support. But top Kremlin aides admit Russia's economic interests are important. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov explains.
Oil, I think, is absolutely key for the Russian position, be it the contracts of Russian oil companies in Iraq or the future of oil prices and oil market after collapse of Saddam Hussein, after lifting sanctions, and after American companies go ahead with their new deals in Iraq.
Half of Russia's export revenues come from the sale of its own oil abroad. Nikonov says Russia fears the U.S. will open the taps on Iraqi oil, causing the price to collapse.
The Russian budget is too dependent on oil prices. If the oil prices go down after going up, then that can create problems for Russian economy.
It's unknown if Blair succeeded in convincing Putin that Russia's interest in Iraq will be safe. But the Russian foreign ministry is so far playing down talk. Russia might veto future UN resolutions tightening the noose on Saddam Hussein. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.